that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, well, if you didn't like Donald Trump before, you're probably going to fall in love with him now. I'm serious. The world is turning. Big breaking news about Andrew McCabe and others at all. Some of the craziness that's been going on. Andrew McCabe is kind of an interesting kind of guy. Andrew McCabe, his wife, ran, I guess you would say, an election against Dick Black. An election back in 2016, in which she got a lot of money from from the Clinton Foundation. You know, Peter Comey, who operates... I meant Peter Comey. That's different from James Comey, his brother. He runs the Clinton Foundation. Peter does. How many of you knew that? I bet you didn't. Just one of these kind of strange things out there, you know what I mean? But the breaking news right now out of Drudge is, and Fox and every place else, is something we've been waiting for a long time. We've known about this, and now it's here. And we've thoroughly covered all this, but now it's here, because in 60 Minutes, former FBI director says he ordered obstruction probe. Rosenstein offer to wire was serious. Every day is new low in White House. President rips. McCabe, DOJ discussed removing Trump. The coup d'etat is true. Absolutely 100% true, and it's an admission by Andrew McCabe. This whole thing about a coup d'etat was true, which led credence to what was Nancy Pelosi doing getting on an airplane that Donald Trump had to stop. Just thought I'd ask. It's from Yahoo News. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe says that after President Trump fired his boss, FBI Director James Comey, there were discussions within the Department of Justice about invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. Last year, the New York Times reported that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein discussed recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment. McCabe confirmed the report in an interview with 60 Minutes host Scott Pelley, who relayed what McCabe told him on CBS Morning Thursday. There were meetings at the Justice Department at which it was discussed whether the vice president and a majority of the cabinet would be brought together to remove the president of the United States under the 25th Amendment, Pelley said. In a statement released by the Justice Department, Rosenstein said McCabe's account of a discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment was inaccurate and factually incorrect. So he lied. Rod Rosenstein. In a statement released by the Justice Department, Rosenstein said McCabe's account of the discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment was inaccurate and factually incorrect. That's the statement. Trump responded in a pair of tweets late Thursday morning. Disgraced FBI acting director Andrew McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russian hoax, a puppet for leaking James Comey, IG, report on McCabe was devastating. Part of insurance policy in case I won. That just came out a little while ago. An additional tweet that came out moments after this one. Many of the FBI brass were fired, forced to leave, or left. McCabe's wife received big dollars from Clinton people for her campaign. He gave Hillary a pass. McCabe is a disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to our country. Make America great again. By the way, a lot of this is a big credit to Scott Bennett, I might add. The discussion occurred between the time of Comey's firing in May of 2017 and the appointment of 8 days later of special counsel Robert Mueller to oversee the FBI's investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 election. It's out of here. Mueller is toast. According to the Times, Rosenstein also suggested that he secretly record Trump in the White House. Rosenstein disputed the account, and a Justice Department official said he made the remark sarcastically. But McCabe told Pelley that Rosenstein's offer to wear a wire was made more than once and that he ultimately took it to the lawyers at the FBI to discuss. McCabe, who was named acting director of the Bureau after Comey's firing, launched obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations into whether Trump obstructed justice by firing Comey. He told Pelley he did so in order to preserve the FBI's Russian probe in case there was an effort by Trump to terminate it. A probe that was baseless, and they knew it. I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indefiable fashion. That were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. Isn't that interesting? Don't you love it when it's planned?
To the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage. And that was something that troubled me greatly.
How long was it after that that you decided to start the obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations involving the president?
I think the next day I met with the team investigating the Russia cases. And I asked the team to go back and conduct an assessment to determine where are we with these efforts and what steps do we need to take going forward. I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
You wanted a documentary record.
That's right.
That those investigations had begun because you feared that they would be made to go away.
That's exactly right.
The White House responded to the opening of that investigation, calling it a completely baseless investigation. But now we're hearing directly from McCabe as he tells his own story with Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
This is fascinating to see what you've learned in this interview. He was a career FBI professional. This is the first time, however, that he's confirmed he opened that investigation.
Yep, he opened it without evidence. Or phony evidence. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, the world is rocking right now. There's no doubt about it. All the things that are happening vis-a-vis the McCabe thing, which certainly substantiates everything that the president has been saying, and all of us have been saying. There's no there. There never was a there. And basically, it was made up, and it was an attempt, really, at a coup d'etat. And I think that we need to look at what all this thing about Mueller and Rosen, all this stuff, has been about. It's about a coup d'etat. The coup's over, it looks like. Well, for a while, anyway. You know, we just have to kind of wait and see how this is all going to pan out, now, don't we? So McCabe comes out on 60 Minutes. I guess that's what we're going to see on Sunday. Scott Pelley was the interviewer. Fox is reporting this now. It says, disgraced ex-FBI boss says he was behind special counsel push, confirms 25th Amendment plot. There you go. You don't like if you don't like the way the president was elected or who the president was, all you need to do is Amazon will pay. All you need to do is just invoke the 25th Amendment. He's crazy. He's crazy. That's what this is about. It's called a coup d'etat. This is a modern day coup d'etat. Is what this is. McCabe details central role in Russia probes, DOJ meetings on whether to oust the president. Nice. Isn't this nice? So yes, it's true. This is all a coup d'etat. And we're in it, folks. We're in it. A coup d'etat. Modern day coup d'etat. We'll check out what Fox has to say about it if they're going to play it.
As President Trump appears to blame Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the controversy over his deputy Rod Rosenstein, the House Judiciary Chairman subpoenaed the so-called McCabe memos if they are not provided by Tuesday. Two Hill sources tell Fox News that the McCabe memos drafted by former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, you see here, he was fired for lying to federal investigators. The memos cover the May 2017 discussions of an obstruction case against the president, the firing of FBI Director James Comey, as well as the controversial wire comment by Rosenstein. On Sunday morning futures with Maria Bartiromo, Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte laid down a marker.
If they're not produced by tomorrow or Tuesday, this week, we are going to issue a subpoena to the Justice Department that expands upon the subpoena we issued earlier this year and includes the McCabe memos and some other documents that have been requested by us but thus far not produced.
Two sources told Fox News that earlier this year, Justice Department officials, to include Rosenstein, told lawmakers they would never see the McCabe memos, citing classified information and the necessary secrecy surrounding Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe. Friday, after the New York Times report alleging Rosenstein advocated the use of a wire to record the president, the Deputy Attorney General said in a statement, quote, "I never pursued or authorized recording the president, and any suggestion that I've ever advocated for the removal of the president is absolutely false." Even before the New York Times report, critics said Rosenstein has a conflict of interest in the Russia probe because he signed the final surveillance order for Trump campaign aide Carter Page, and he is now at the center of the McCabe memos that go to the issue of obstruction, Sandra.
Catherine Herridge, thank you.
Oops, 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 oops. I hate it when this happens. I hate it when this happens. So big news today. Big news. I don't know what the presidential daily tracking poll is. I have not checked Rasmussen today. The other day it was 52%, up from 43% in a week and a half. Hello? So the coup d'etat is starting to unravel. Do you understand the historic significance of this? The coup d'etat of a president by the usual suspects. Now, I was asking the question earlier today, where is Obama when you need him? It was his Justice Department that created this. It was Hillary Clinton who created the dossier, who paid for the dossier which created this. Where are they? Where are they, anyway? I don't know. Listen, I truly don't know. There's speculation, and I do know the speculation. I'm not going to repeat it. I'll just leave it at that. In other words, where are the usual suspects in all this? So this is, I mean, let's get all these folks in the box, right? Seriously, let's get them all in the box. Let's start talking about it in court under oath. I mean, this is the stuff that, you know. So where is the Mueller investigation today? Well, yesterday we're reporting that it's never going to come out, and Mueller will probably never say a word. Beep, 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 beep. That's all you'll hear. Hello, this is Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio. Robert Mueller, are you there, please? Can I talk to Robert Mueller? Beep, 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 beep. Nothing to see here, just move along. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Big leg politics. Bigly. It's bigly. When you try and take down a president of the United States, there ought to be repercussions for your treason. It's all unraveling. All the players who have been treasonous to this country are being exposed. Doesn't get any bigger than this, guys. Well, it does. I guess it could. And it's amazing the cavalcade of people that are starting to probably have major issues going forward because of the president of the United States. And this exposure now to all of them on the left, all those people who thought that a coup d'etat of a sitting president of the United States would be a good idea. You know, we all had those notions with Obama. Well, you got to overthrow this guy. Well, you know, did we do anything about it? I mean, seriously, even though they were attacking us, Lavoy Finicum, who died for us because he was assassinated by Obama and James Comey, the FBI director, who sent in the 100 killer groups to kill Lavoy Finicum and others. As now we're finding out from more and more that what we were told early on, the beginning of January 2016, they were there to kill them all in the Malheur. But they only killed Lavoy. They trapped him. They ambushed him. It took them 2 days to set up the ambush site, and they ambushed him. But we didn't want to do a coup d'etat of Obama, even though we knew he was evil. No, we let the system play out. That's the way our republic works. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And yeah, call-in line is open, 215-867-8255, if you want to call in. 867-8255, and that's area code 215. Area code 215-867-8255 to call in. This is a big deal. It's a big day. I mean, this is a big day in the neighborhood with the whole thing with McCabe unraveling. I'm sure we will get some people on with us to talk about it here in a little bit. Small town in Texas readies for migrant caravan amassed across the river. Isn't that interesting? Yep, everybody's getting ready. Everybody's getting ready. And yesterday, if you hadn't caught up with the video, the Trump welcomed Colombian President Duque to the White House to discuss Venezuela. That was the agenda that they had going on. It says, how the specter of communism is ruling our world. Okay, that's a bit. I'm looking at the Epoch Times, of course. The Epoch Times, which is just an amazing publication. Some of the top stories on the Epoch Times, they have not quite gotten to this one yet because this is the digital print version of what they've got. It says, Sweden replaces China envoy with infuhrer over dissident bookseller. Manafort lied to prosecutors and breached plea deal, judge rules. Says powerful storms over. We got that. Mississippi advances abortion ban after fetal heartbeat. Party elders said to oppose Chinese leader Xi Jinping concessions in trade negotiations from Hollywood. Senate Democrats press Trump for China IP tech transfer commitments. And then here, where else we go? That's it. That's right. That's all we need right now, right? That's all we need from them. Shun Yun, Performing Arts 2000 with the World Tour. We're going to have an individual from Epoch Times talking about the significance of the Shun Yun, the artistic dance troupe that's running around. I think there's five troops, actually, that are out dancing around the United States and the world. And there's a reason why they dance. And it has to do with, the organ business. Yeah, buying and selling human organs and how they do it. It's rather interesting. It's rather grisly. And it's quite a substantial thing to understand that the trafficking in human organs and the death of so many to deliver the organs to other people who want to buy the organs is just unbelievable and brutal, actually. So we're gonna talk about that. So many things that go on in these totalitarian regimes, such as where you find in China. And China's totalitarian regime. It's a communist country, of course. And they're trying to spread their wealth of communism, so to speak. So the Epoch Times reports, this is from Eagle Pass. Yeah, not heard of Eagle Pass, Texas. It's a little border town in Texas, is the latest to be faced with the migrant caravan phenomena. It says its neighbors to the east, the state's Rio Grande Valley, have become well-versed in so-called caravans. They get a caravan worth of asylum seekers crossing illegally every day. Every day. But Eagle Pass, with a population around 30,000, has a smaller port of entry with two international bridges and the capacity to only handle 16 to 20 asylum seekers per day. Here we go with the cloud and Piven business, okay? The cloud and Piven. See, this is a place where they could only accept 20 to 16 asylum seekers per day. So the news of 1,800 migrants, mostly from Honduras, arriving across the river in Piedras Negras, Mexico, on February 4th, has resulted in an unprecedented show of force along the U.S. side of the Rio Grande. Get it? And you're only supposed to get 16 to 20 asylum seekers per day, but all of a sudden 1,800 of them show up. Cloward and Piven overwhelm the system. Oh, there's no problem down here, is there, Gavin? It's a made-up problem. Local Border Patrol agents have been augmented with additional agents from nearby stations. The Texas Department of Public Safety has sent troops, and the Texas National Guard has entered the fray, and the local police and sheriff's department are involved. Now, it's a waiting game, somewhat, of a Mexican standoff. It says Mexican police are out there guarding as well. The old factory where the migrants are staying is more than 3 miles from Eagle Pass port of entry and 2 miles from the closest part of the Rio Grande, making it seem unlikely that the group will be able to rush the border en masse, at least without transport assistance. Did you hear what I just read to you? When they want to run up and pass en masse, it's called an invasion. bypassing all of our laws. But, you know, they'll probably get some white buses that'll show up and just, boop, there they go. The camp is surrounded by Mexican military and federales. So anywhere the migrants go would have to be condoned by the Mexican authorities. However, time will eventually run out. Mexico gave the migrants 30 days to transit through the country or apply for asylum in Mexico. With the Eagle Pass processing capability, it would take at least 3 months to clear all 1,800 migrants. On top of that, the caravan migrants are not the only ones crossing into the Eagle Pass to seek asylum. The typical number of illegal alien crossings in the area doubled in the last 2 weeks of January, said Louis Wayne Collins, Division Chief of Operations for the Del Rio Border Patrol Sector, which encompasses the Eagle Pass area. And from that point at the beginning of this migrant crisis earlier in the week, that doubled again, he said. It has dropped off significantly since we put our forces out there. In the Del Rio sector, the number of family units and unaccompanied minors who were apprehended by Border Patrol agents after crossing the border illegally has increased by 364% and 66%, respectively, when comparing the first 4 months of the fiscal year over year over year. Now, listen. No crisis here. No crisis here. All I can say is it says here that after February 8th, 4 days since the caravan arrived in Piedras Negras, no one who has crossed illegally or presented at the port of entry to claim asylum has reported that they are part of the migrant caravan. Isn't that interesting? Trickling through, I guess. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So problems at the border and more migrants. We're going to cover a little bit more of that tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff happening in that world down there. A lot more people coming across in mass. The whole thing is the big push is on. Of course, the nothing to see here move along business that the California governor was talking about. You know, it's really interesting. They call this a manufactured crisis, and I would say this is a manufactured crisis by people such as Gavin Newsom and others that have specifically created this crisis. This is a manufactured crisis by Gavin Newsom and others of his ilk. Now, he hasn't been directly hands-on like all the other people that we know of anyway. He may have been before he became governor. I mean, he certainly is part of the ilk of the same people who are bringing this grief to us, you know. That's kind of an interesting thing. I wanted to jump into something. I wanted to get into this thing about William Barr. William Barr. This is supposedly available to us live. And I'll get it. Apparently, William Barr is going to be considered to be he's being confirmed in the full Senate now. He got past the screening committee, Judiciary Committee, and now it's being discussed on the floor of the Senate. I'd like to tune in a little bit. There's a senator. I don't know who this guy is. I think he's a liberal. I want to tune in and hear what they're saying. You know, and a Barr used to be a Bushy. He used to work for President Bush. And from my understanding about Mr. Barr, he's a pretty squared away guy. He's a straight shooter. Now, that's all I ask. You know, and yeah, he might be a Bushite, and you know how I feel about the George Bush era. But my understanding is he's a fairly honest man. I mean, he's a very, very straightforward man when it comes to justice proceedings and so on. They say he's a friend of Mueller and all that. Well, it's kind of interesting. He may be a friend. In fact, I guess the wives are friends. Barr and Mueller's wives are close friends. So that's yet to be seen how this is all going to play out. But this just so happens to be his confirmation vote for William Barr. And I guess they're going to start taking it. So we'll have to see here if in fact we have the audio to this. Where is the audio to this? Come on. Oh, they're silent right now. Perhaps, you know, I guess they're running. There's nobody speaking. This is on the floor of the Senate. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. Maybe somebody else is going to come up and speak right now, I guess. They're contemplating their navels. Or unless they're taking the vote, I don't know. I'm just looking at the visual that's being brought in by C-SPAN, and there was a speaker just a moment ago. And what they do is they're kind of walking around that somebody's supposed to speak or something like that, and they're kind of processing paperwork and shuffling around, and all the pages are sitting off on one side waiting for things to happen, and the drama's building, you know, that sort of thing. I guess they're going to vote for him pretty soon. I guess, you know, just speculating. people kind of look like there's going to be a vote happening or something. Pages are being pulled up, messages being taken to various offices, you know, stuff like that. It's kind of interesting to go to these, sit in on these things and watch these sessions moving forward and the protocols and behaviors and stuff like that. There's got to be a lot of protocols that are followed. And it's going to be interesting to see how New California State starts to operate, if you know what I mean. It's kind of interesting. It's interesting as we are developing the state, the protocols, we're going to be doing a whole bunch
Democratic
of things.
Democratic leader.
Here we go.
Now, Madam President, today we'll vote on the agreement by the conference committee to keep the government open, as well as provide additional border security. Once again, I want to applaud the members of the conference committee and their staffs. They were the nub here, and they did outstanding work nights and weekends to reach an agreement.
Nub.
We knew that if the conference committee was allowed to work, they could bring us together. The agreement is a validation of the idea when you put members of both parties in a room to negotiate in good faith. When everyone's willing to give and take, progress is never out of reach. So, again, I thank the members of the committee. The agreement's a reasonable compromise. It provides additional funding for smart, effective border security. It does not fund the president's wall, but it does fund smart border security initiatives that both parties have always supported, including increased security at our ports of entry and humanitarian assistance at the border. Most importantly, it will keep our government open. Everyone, I believe including the president, wants to avoid a repeat of what happened before Christmas. Everyone wants to avoid another senseless government shutdown. I expect the Congress will pass this sometime this afternoon, and President Trump should sign it immediately. Now on another subject, Madam President. This morning, I challenge Leader McConnell to say that our climate change crisis is real, that it is caused by humans, and that Congress needs to act.
Wow,
let
this
me
is
elaborate.
News.
The Republican leader fashions himself as someone who doesn't waste time with political stunts. I'm not sure I could count the number of times he shrugged off a piece of legislation by calling it, quote, a futile gesture because the president won't sign it or because he thinks it would be a waste of the Senate's time. And yet on Tuesday, the Republican leader announced he would bring his Green New Deal resolution up for a vote because, quote, he wants to make sure everybody has the opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about it, unquote. Knowing full well his entire party will vote against it.
Yep, that's right. Chuck is right. That's live from the floor, Chuck E. Schumer. Let's get them out. Let's call them out on their green business. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We just kind of like never left. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be monitoring this whole coup d'etat exposure now, as we were talking about in the beginning of the hour, and the McCabe incident. This is just absolutely, you know, what we just witnessed is something as significant, really, as the assassination of John Kennedy. Brought to you by some amazing characters, right? The cast of characters is significant in this. I do want to say that. The cast of characters is significant. I say again, the cast of characters is significant. Yeah, you just never know what you're, what is going on. You know, the situation with Donald Trump now, he like I say, he's your president today. Tomorrow when you wake up, he's still going to be your president. Just kind of get used to it. That's the famous Will Johnson statement, right? It's going to be interesting to see how the crazies on the left kind of react now to the president basically being exonerated. And also, what is more importantly, is what about criminal sanctions against people for their behavior? Going all the way to the top of, well, to Obama. You know, what about that? What about that? That's something significant, in my opinion. Very significant. That a sitting president orders, or his justice to, and by the way, we know there's just tons of communication that has gone on in that area, right? Tons of communication. It is significant, ladies and gentlemen. A coup d'etat unraveling right before your eyes. And it has been the last 2 years, and it's about to end, thank God. Well, yeah, we better thank him. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. When we come back, we're going to dive into these things that, well, you know, the train to nowhere. The train to nowhere. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.